Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan.
Normally, there's got to be a good reason for this.
There's got to be a good reason, but there's not. There's not. Normally before like the 4th of July holiday, you play this
there
one.
There you go.
I love the randomness, though.
Oh, man. It's like, hey, yeah, let's throw in a little Bruce Springsteen.
Why not? There we go. That's what we need. Thank you, Dylan. Thank you.
Had to fix it. There we go.
Because if you are a Guns N' Roses fan, I need you to call Dylan right now, 404-726-0929. We've got a pair of tickets to give away. They are coming to Truist Park. That is happening next September 19th. Go ahead and put in your calendar. Tickets will go on sale next Friday, December 5th at Ticketmaster.com. But you could go ahead and cross this off your to-do list right now, 404-726-0929. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. All right, we've been talking about it throughout the show. The college football playoff rankings came out last night. Georgia remains number 4, and Georgia Tech fell to number 23 after their loss to Pitt on Saturday. See, that's what makes me nervous about Friday with Georgia Tech is they're coming off a loss.
That's the one.
I mean, there's a lot to it. The history from last year, like going back and forth, like it's at a certain point, I won't call out who did it, but someone turned off the TV because it was getting very upsetting.
Wow. And no
then
way.
I'm watching on my app and I'm like, why are we not watching this
no
game?
No way.
And we'll put it back on just in time for all the overtime.
G-Mac, you ought to be ashamed of
hey,
yourself.
I didn't say who it was.
Oh my God, I am judging him so hardcore right now. I am judging him so hardcore right now for turning that off. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Grant.
Would he have turned the Braves off?
Wow.
I mean, if it calls for it, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but if it calls for it, TVs get turned off.
I can't quit.
He doesn't have to call into the morning shift about the Georgia game, just the Braves. So
yeah, sure.
Probably had to keep that one on the tube.
I can't quit games when my team's losing. I just sit there and watch it. What?
Bro, like 2 weeks ago, I was like, man, what about them Florida Gators? You're like, didn't watch it. Couldn't watch it. Didn't want to watch it.
I was in Berlin. I couldn't even get it on my phone. What was I supposed to do?
Listen, Dylan's going to be in Greensboro with his girlfriend's family figuring out a way to watch Stranger Things.
What's that? Because I think we had this conversation 2 weeks in a row.
It's a lot easier to get Stranger Things in Greensboro than it is, or Greenville, wherever he's at, than freaking the ESPN Florida game in Berlin. I mean, Saturday, we went to dinner and I turned it on and it was 7-0. I watched it for like 3 plays. I had to go leave my hotel room, and when I got to the restaurant, it was 21-0, and I was trying to get the TV changed. They had the Tech game on one and the Colorado game on the other. There's only like 2 TVs in a place. And I was trying to get the Hawks were on the other one because it was in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, I was going
to
say.
And I was trying to get one of the TVs changed, and it was like 28-3. I was like, I'm good. I was like, I'll just look. And I pulled up on my phone a little bit. Yeah, yeah. 28-0, I think is what it was. I was like, I'm good. But if I'm watching the game, I don't turn it off.
Like if you're sat down and actually bellied up to the ottoman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with
because
you.
Because I have this weird, like, oh, well, maybe they scored. You never know. You know, I've seen 28-3 before.
Yeah.
You can't say those numbers without bad memories coming up.
I've left the room during big plays. I will do that and see if I can change the mojo.
Yeah.
But I'll always finish the game. I actually did not see the Gravedigger play where Bama beat Auburn on 4th and 31 2 years ago. Didn't see it. Didn't see it live.
Why?
I left the room. I was like, I don't want to watch this play. And I walked out and everybody lost their ever-loving mind. And I was like, no way did they just convert that. Walked back in. Yep. Jalen Milroe to the corner of the end zone. Isaiah Bond. Crazy.
Well, as you guys were looking at this top 25, though, for the college football playoffs, the rankings that came out last night, we'll get the final rankings on December 7th. What kind of movements caught your eye?
It's that time of year, is it not, Bo, where you start looking at the actual matchups when you do look at the top 12. And just so we're clear, just because Miami's at 12 doesn't make them part of the bracket. You still have to have the non-group of five qualifier, I guess, and the non-power four qualifier. So you start looking at it and start looking how much movement can happen in essentially what I'm going to call a week and a half. Rivalry games and then that half weekend with the championship scenarios and start looking at Georgia. Are they locked in with a win against Georgia Tech? Are they locked into a bye? You know, where do things sit with Ole Miss? Are they locked into hosting a home game if they beat Mississippi State? And then what are the possibilities for a team like Bama or Notre Dame or one of the above if they are to, win one, lose one in the coming couple of weeks. So we'll see what happens with all that. But, yeah, it was pretty much status quo for me.
And just the Oregon thing bumping up. Miami and Oregon. I mean, we've kind of covered Miami, but the Oregon just jumping to Ole Miss for a win. And, look, USC's been good. I don't know about great, but they've been good, and they jump. Oregon jumps Ole Miss because they beat a USC team at home. And it was really more of the verbiage about how we've been waiting for them to basically allow us to do this. So we did it. That's just so weird to me.
It is.
You look, and I'm not trying to pick on the Big Ten because I think the last few years you could make a really strong argument that the Big Ten's been the strongest conference in college football.
Yeah, for sure.
But Indiana and Ohio State have played nobody. I mean, yeah. Texas at the beginning of the year, Ohio State beat. I give you that. And Texas is a 3-loss team. And Indiana beat Oregon. And then that's it.
It's a good win.
It's a very good win, but that's it. I mean, there's nobody else. So, A&M assists there. And I guess you can make arguments that maybe A&M hasn't beaten as many teams as you'd like. But, dang, it's better than that.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And that's – I am so curious to see what version of A&M we do get. I'm curious to see – because A&M obviously sitting there at number 3. I just picked them a minute ago to lose to Texas.
Or not cover,
yes. And that's a 2.5-point line.
It's close.
It's very close. I think that is just – like one of these teams, when we talk about the four SEC teams that could possibly go to Atlanta, one of these teams is going to lose. And I'm not so sure it's not Alabama. That's a very tough matchup for Alabama with a defensive front 7 in Auburn and Jordan Ayer that can get after you. So we'll see what happens with that. But it's that one of those teams is going to lose.
You think Georgia's the best team in the SEC?
I do. I think they're the most. Remember we had the conversation. They're most well rounded.
Who's take them out? Throw them out. They're out. Just for whatever reason, throw them out. Who's next in the SEC?
I want to say Texas A&M, even though I just picked them to get upset by Texas. I think that has more to do with the situation in the rivalry game.
They haven't played in a long time.
I think every single team other than Georgia has a fault. That's why I think Georgia is the best team in the SEC. Not that Georgia is perfect. But they are so well-rounded where we've seen them do just about everything at a very high level. It might not have been all at the same time, but they've done everything at a high level throughout the season.
I think the rivalry thing for me between Texas and Texas A&M, I don't think it holds as – I think it does for the fans, but the player-wise, they haven't played in a long time, right? When was the last time they played this rivalry? Because remember when they left, they didn't when they left the Big 12. I guess they played last year.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure they played a year ago.
Yeah, because the same schedule. But it's just like, I just don't think that rivalry is quite the same for the players that used to be. Like, you know, Georgia, Georgia Tech, and Florida, Florida State, and some of Ohio State, Michigan.
It has a lot of vibes of, like, the Georgia-Florida game as far, like, for Florida and Georgia. You know what I mean? Like, it has that kind of secondary rivalry thing going on.
Yeah, they did resume last year. But, I mean, they've beat them 40. Texas leads the series by 40 games. Real quick, if Michigan beats Ohio State, do they jump in? I don't tend to believe so.
It's just a...
It
would be... It'd be one of the best wins of the year. There's no doubt.
That's great, but
you got to move people out. And you're not going to move Ohio State out.
And if Notre Dame's in, you can't put Michigan in over Miami.
Does that seal the fate of Miami if they were to win? Because I think that's going to put them in the same ballpark.
I don't see how you put Michigan in over Miami. Based on strength of schedule and record.
But the Ohio State win would be better than the Notre Dame win for Miami.
Okay, what's Notre Dame's best win then? Why is Notre Dame ahead of Miami?
I don't know the answer to that. See, that's the point.
But that's it. That's it. That's why you can't put Michigan ahead of Miami and then sell Miami that they're out when they beat Notre Dame head-to-head and Notre Dame does not have a win on their schedule better than Michigan or Miami.
I agree. It's going to be a logjam right there at the back end of this thing.
And that's why we talk about it, because we don't know, and they do weird things.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The whole conversation we got to earlier about the 820 segment about Penix, Cousins, quarterback here next year.
Yep.
I'm not picking on this guy. This guy's like, you need to go bring Stetson Bennett in. He's a quality backup in the NFL, and he would put people in the seats. There is no basis at all in the NFL that Stetson Bennett is a quality backup.
I would say there's actually the opposite, and this I'm not picking on either, but they've made moves multiple years in a row to make sure he's not the backup.
Yeah, he's not the backup. He's never played in a real NFL, a regular season NFL game. He has zero stats. So, no. This stuff that happened between Gainesville and Brunswick is not the downfall of sports and high school sports. It's the downfall of our society. If you don't like what's happening, then just act out, essentially. And that's what happened. Brunswick was getting beat 42-0. They're a team that I think was averaging like 44 points a game when they came into this game. And Gainesville is beating them down. And a player rips the helmet off of another player and then starts throwing punches.
Squaring up, baby.
And
squaring
now, up with them. And you have both teams come on the field. 39 players from Gainesville were suspended. There was an appeal. Only four players won the appeal. So Gainesville is going to play this weekend with 35 less players. 35 players suspended. I don't even know how they're going to do it. I guess the JV guys or whatever. Mike, you can talk to that more than me. I'm not sure how many starters were actually suspended because I think that you suspend players. I think that most of the suspension is from guys coming onto the field because it's an automatic suspension.
Of course.
I just don't know, though, what anyone in this situation is supposed to do. And I mean from GHSA to the refs at the time on the field to the players in the game. I don't know. I understand what don't go on the field. Man, that's easy to say, but there's a lot of adults that are saying that that would have ran on that field if their friends were getting in a fight.
I can give you some insight on this because I used to coach high school ball. Every high school team in the state has to go over what they call an emergency action plan, an EAP, right? My job during the emergency or during situations like this, even though this is probably not part of the EAP, but in a situation like this, was always to go 5 yards out on the field and to turn around and hold my hands up and make sure nobody left the sideline. That was my job. It was me and about three other guys. We were stationed about 10 yards apart from one another, and our job was to make sure that nobody came on the field. Because you're right, it stinks for Gainesville, but you also, if you're the GHSA, you cannot set the precedent that, oh, well, if there's a fight and you're defending somebody, you can come on the field. Or you think they're in danger, you can come on the field. You just can't set that precedent.
I agree with that, though.
It sucks all the way around, and there's no right or wrong way to talk about it. But they are going to have to, yes, field half of a football team this weekend and play in whatever round of playoffs we're in right now.
And look, there's no way that 10 refs can control 100 to 200 people. That's kind of what you get, 100-something people in that field at one point, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Between coaches and players. But I don't care. Brunswick's to blame for all of this. They're players. And I know Rusty was talking about yesterday, and he knows their coach for a long time, and I'm sure that he did. You know, obviously that's not how he wanted it, but they're all this. Gainesville is going to get blame, and they're going to end up being the one that's hurt the most out of all this. But this is extremely poor sportsmanship.
It's just one guy got in a fight. I'm not going to sit there and down the whole program because one guy decided he was going to fight somebody.
The Brunswick player that started this should never play high school football again in the state. I don't know what he's. I don't know if he's a senior or
what.
Wow. Yeah. Sorry.
So you're saying any high school football player that gets in a fight should never be allowed to play a sport ever again?
No, I'm saying in this circumstance, you're telling those kids that their dream of a high school's championship is completely gone because one kid was a clown and did something way out of base and caused a brawl. So that's what you're telling. You're telling Gainesville that. You're telling all those players at Gainesville.
They broke the rule, too. They ran on the field. You're going to have consequences.
There's no way but that one good. Player knew that brawl was going to break out.
100%. He wanted to fight somebody.
Wait, whoa.
So he should never be able to allow to play sports for the rest of his life?
Not high school football.
Wow, dude.
Not high school football.
Oh, man, you jumped the shark.
How about
you
control your emotions?
He's 15.
How do you know how old he is? He might have been a senior.
How do you know how old he is?
I don't know.
Okay, that's the point.
I said if he's eligible.
Control your emotions. Don't you?
Dude, that it's in no part of life is it acceptable if you're not getting your way that you just start hitting someone.
Well,
that's unacceptable.
In no part of life does something like that happen and you're never allowed to play again. None.
I just said high school football. He can go if he's eligible for college, go play.
He could be a freshman for all you know.
Uh-huh. Not my problem.
Yeah.
All right, on the other side of things.
You know, there are Gainesville players that never get to play again because of this.
Want to say congrats to Chad from Buford. Got himself an early Christmas gift. He won Guns N' Roses tickets. We'll have more next week leading up to when they go on sale at Ticketmaster.com. We got to go. Cross your fingers for us that we don't screw up Thanksgiving at the McCauley household. For Mike,
blessings and prayers.
Thank you. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. Have a wonderful and safe Thanksgiving holiday. We will be back Monday. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
do not get in a fight at Thanksgiving dinner.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.